Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now.
Hi, I'm back to talk about humility and divinity as the next key, simple keys to soul growth. This is a series that I'm doing. And I was thinking about this in terms of humility and divinity. And it's a takeoff a little bit of an episode I did earlier this year, which was episode focused on the secrets of a humble heart. And in that episode, which I invite you to go back and listen to, it really focused on the flip side of a humble heart. And I talked about four types of qualities or quality states of the heart that one would need to know about that gets us away from a humble heart. And also talked about the heart of Jesus and the importance of having those qualities. I really do suggest go back and listen to that, because what we're going to be talking about today is really focused around this whole quality of humility in divinity. And what I was giving some thoughts about was we still needed to talk about humility, because it's such an important ingredient as one of these simple qualities or keys to walking a spiritual path, to helping to refine one's soul and soul's evolution, soul's growth. This is not talking about fake humility or human humility. And this is usually kind of this mask or this appearance that one is humble. But really, there's really some qualities of pridefulness or arrogance, or this quality of being Mr. or Mrs. Right in a humble way. And so all those are not necessarily qualities, and I shouldn't say not necessarily, I should say are not qualities of having what I'm talking about, humility in divinity. It's a quality of discernment. And I've talked about discernment before, but you can go back and listen to as well. And it's learning the finer nuances of embodying the attributes of Christ, of our Creator, of Atman, or the I Am Presence, whatever higher power that you want to utilize, allowing you to have a greater sense of that wholeness, that exists just as God is whole. We are whole too, but somehow we lose sight of that and we don't think we're whole because we had this experience and we had this said to us and we had this done to us and this happened to us at work. And it moves us to feeling as if we're not whole, we're not complete. We feel really bummed out. We're feeling really down and trodden on the situations and experiences that are happening to us. So how can I feel and have a greater sense of wholeness? That's a great question. And I'll probably talk about that periodically throughout this year. But one of the things I want to say is we have to change our perspective. We have to be able to understand these simple keys that allow us to lay the foundation to be able to have a greater sense of wholeness and completeness. And we've got to know what this is. We have to have Christ illumination. We have to have an illumined awareness so that we can integrate into our lives. So these things that are happening to us, we are able to create a buffer zone. And yes, they're happening, but we're also, because we're tied in something greater than ourselves, have the innate or keen awareness of what we need to do in the situation that confronts us, that we're dealing with at home, at work, in our goals and direction that we have for ourselves, that we may find that we're not meeting those goals and directions. And so it makes us feel as if we're less than or not fulfilling what we think we need to fulfill in our lives. Well, let's take a step back and let's get reconnected to, first and foremost, what are the keys that allow us to walk the path of growth and advancement of our soul and allow us to feel greater connection to something greater than our human existence. And that's a process. And we each have to kind of go through a degree of self-discovery and figuring out what these components and these things we want to fine-tune within ourselves so we're operating at the appropriate frequency to have that greater attunement. And also, therefore, to have the abundance that is given to us in Christ. One of the things I was thinking about of how I wanted to provide this information to you about humility and divinity. I want to take each letter of humility and share my perspective about it, which then comes together as what I'm talking about when I say humility and divinity for you to be able to reflect on, think a little bit about, see what you can apply, see how it works for you in your world, all towards working on your path to your greatness of who you really want to be. So the H is honor the truth. That we have to be aware that there are a lot of things in the world, and because they're all out there, doesn't mean they're all true to our nature and what we know to be true. What we've studied in the Bible, we studied through reflections of various works, or that we had as internal promptings that allow us to walk that path of truth. But part of that divinity aspect is we've got to ask God to show us the truth. We have to ask God to show us the error in our thinking and in our, which I'll talk about in a minute, in our thinking or in the experiences and the day-to-day activities that we do have. How much do you really ask, what's the truth here? What's the truth? Probably not as much as we need to, because when we move towards a point of truth, whether it is painful or not painful to see the truth, because sometimes we don't want to see the truth because we think it's going to be too painful. So we say, no, we don't want to know it. We don't want to see it. But that's not the best approach if you're walking a spiritual path. That's not the best way of perspective taking. If you really want to be making progress, your soul making progress on the path. What occurs with truth is it's an awareness that our gut may say, there's something off about this, what this person is telling me, or there's something off about this situation that's just happened to me. And we have to take time to reflect and think about what's going on here. What is it that I need to see that I'm not seeing? What is it that I need to look at from a different perspective that I haven't thought about? And what is it that I need to ask others about that gives me more informed information? But ultimately, you're doing it from the lens of asking your higher self, your Christ, the Christ within you, the Buddhic self, the I Am Presence. What is it that I need to do? And then sometimes people come in our worlds. Sometimes situations come up that we, with the right person, the right time, that gives us some keys of information that we need to know. And we get further and further in understanding the truth. But we have to want to know the truth. And as my mom would always say, and if you know the truth will set you free. And what will it set you free from? Ignorance of the laws that exist in the universe. So we want to be able to look at what are these laws that exist in the universe, which I did a podcast in 2022 about looking at these core laws, that the laws of cause and effect. You know, the law of whatever you send out will eventually come back to you, even though you may have forgot what you sent out, but it's a law. It's universal. It will come back to you in some way. You want to always make sure you're sending out things and thoughts and feelings that you don't mind coming back to you in some fashion or some form. H is honor the truth and be a seeker of the truth. The U is understanding the vastness of your heart, that there is a secret chamber within your heart that you can be able to visualize and you can go into. And I talked a little bit about this in the Humble Heart episode, but you can go into and be able to just sit in the awareness that God's immensity and graciousness and let it flow around you and through you in order for you to have a greater understanding and perception of who you really are, which I say is your soul, the substance of your life, the substance of who you really are. And being settled into that and not allowing yourself to fall asleep to that awareness that you're tied to something greater than yourself. Your soul is tied to something greater than itself. You have to be willing to understand that in our being, there are secret chambers that exist. They are there and they're not going to be revealing themselves to you if you're always too busy, too active, too wanting to be competitive and competing against other individuals, because your attention is so much drawn externally to yourself that you create this gap. So you never get into the inroads to understand your core self. And that's where quiet time is. And that's where reflective time is. That is, I did a couple of meditations and reflections last year and this recently this year on personal responsibility. How do you just get more into figuring out you and understand the qualities of what I'm talking about today, which is divine humility? How do we ask our inner self and sit with that? Have a little place that we visualize that we go into in ourselves. Or we have a physical place we go that is a sacred space that we may go into that gives us the opportunity to be still. And I say that stillness is truly the substance of what you're trying to move towards. It's allowing you to be able to be in that quality of light and love and seeing yourself. Because the more loving we are, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit too, the more that it opens our heart to have a greater understanding of the dimensions that exist within our heart. So that's a different type of understanding than what the world talks about, understanding yourself, which that has its place. But I'm talking about from the point of divinity, the point of you walking your spiritual path. Now, the M is what I talk about or I think about as mind thoughts. Mind thoughts. Just play off of words a little bit. Your mind's always thinking, right? But this mind thoughts that we can have that allow us to uplift us, or thoughts of kindness, of givingness. What can I do here to better the situation? Or this person may have done something that was not right, that was painful, that was hurtful. But do I continue to ruminate on all the pain, the hurt, and the disappointment that goes on? Or do I instead say, let me just kind of grapple with this a little bit and then seek understanding. Seek understanding, because there may be many things going on in the other person's world that you have no clue about, but the divinity within you does. The divinity within you knows many things. But if we just say, okay, how would I need to handle this situation? Not from a point of this ruminating thinking, and when I see them again, I'm going to do this, I'm going to say that, and you know what? I'm going to have an attitude, just like they had an attitude towards me. No. We have to stop ourselves. That degree of negativity of thinking that's going on disconnects us. And it disconnects us to this divine humility or humility in divinity. God does not know that type of energy. So God cannot help us when we're seeking help because we have not cultivated the quality of stillness, the qualities of kindness, the qualities of asking our inner self what we need to do in the situation that we find ourselves in. The mind can be like a monkey mind. It will travel and it will go from here to there, from tree to tree, and it will be unsettled and it will get into comparing and get into saying what it thinks is going to be the right thing to say. You have to be the person, if you're developing this quality of humility in divinity, to say, stop. I see my mind jumping from here to here. I see my thoughts wanting to take revenge or hold resentments or get angry. We say, no, that's not the space that I am striving towards. That's not the space that I want my soul to exist in. I don't want to be polluted. I don't want my soul to be polluted by my own thoughts. We can have pollution within us, toxicity within us. And we are the only ones who can get that toxicity out of us by being mindful of our thinking, being mindful of how we get triggered by certain events or situations or things that happen at work or things that happened at home or things that happen with our children or things that happen with acquaintances at a supermarket or in a business transaction. We have to be the ones to be aware of the thoughts that are taking place, and that when we get into that negativity, that's a warning sign. We have to move into, how can I be more charge neutral in this situation? Or how can I be more centered, see the other side of the situation, correct where I can correct, let go of where I need to let go, and move into kind thoughts. Move into things that are uplifting. Move into reading things in terms of the scriptures or in terms of daily reflections to get your mind into a different state, which becomes important. The I is related to initiations. Yes, I think God gives us initiations to see where we're at on the continuum of things. See where we're at on the path of our evolution, our progress, our making steps in the right direction. And so when I talk about initiations, I mean they are literally like you're in a schoolroom and you get tests. And you get tested to go from first grade to second grade, from second grade to third grade. Did you skip a grade? You get tests in college if you go to college. You get tests within trade schools if you go to trade school. It's the tests that happen to us that we want to pass. And I think God gives us tests each and every day to make the path that is going to be the right path, or it's going to be a path that is the left-handed path, but maybe the wrong path that is not to the progress of our soul. These initiations can be very overt in terms of a person stepped on our toe and we get angry, we start screaming and ranting and raving at the person, or we say, yes, that did definitely hurt, but you quickly pull in your energy and just say, what happened? Why did you step on my toe? And the person may say, well, I didn't mean to step on your toe. I'm so sorry about it. Please forgive me. And we can either take that statement of forgiveness, or we can say, no, I'm not going to forgive you. Those choices that we're making are initiations. The initiations of, are we going to go higher in our thinking and on our way of being? Are we going to go sink down into despair and anger and hatred and fear and doubt, which is moves us as a disconnecting from our God source, our Atman, the I Am Presence, the Creator? It disconnects us. And we have to be aware that initiations gives us an understanding, that initiations gives us an understanding of where we're at in our mastery, our self-mastery. And that's what we're learning on planet Earth, is to gain mastery over our thoughts, our feelings, our reactions that are taking place on a daily basis. How do I maintain this really essential quality of harmony? And I'm not saying you're going to do it 24 hours a day in terms of maintaining harmony. We all have our ups and downs. But what we're trying to do is be more consistent and maintain a point of harmony, because harmony allows us to have that connection, like I mentioned in one episode, an umbilical cord to our Creator that flows through us, all the gifts and talents and energy that we need to do on a day-to-day basis in order to be our best self. One of the things that we're trying to do with these initiations is see them as opportunities. Opportunities of growth, opportunities of awareness, opportunities of seeing where we are on our self-mastery. of mastering situations that are happening within our lives. Now, the L is for loving regard. That we have this awareness that love is something that we're always trying to cultivate in all experiences that we're having. Even in the not so great experiences, I think we've all experienced them in life through loss or things not happening the way that we wanted them to happen, or through breakups that can happen, you know, relationship breakups or marital breakups that can happen, or through work when we had some work projects that we thought we did pretty good on and now we get negative feedback about it, which makes us downtrodden about the negative feedback that we received. So we all have these things that can create these kind of boulders of anger and frustration and annoyance and irritability. But if we're talking about humility and divinity, those are not the qualities of a soul walking a spiritual path. They're not the qualities that will move you forward. But instead, they are the qualities of, you heard me talk about again and again, and will continue to talk about, the ego persona. We're reacting from the ego persona. It's the energy going out, the mask, the appearances that are going on around us and that we're showing. And we're saying, no, that I want to be true to myself and true to what I know and my path, my spiritual path, and learning what that spiritual path is if you're not sure what it is. But life is always giving us tests and initiations on love. Either we're going to love or we're going to hate. Either we're going to love or we're going to be irritable. Either we're going to love or we're going to be disenfranchised or feeling as if we can't trust or distrustful of other individuals. And there may be some individuals you definitely don't hold as being trustworthy. That's fine. But can you see it from the lens of, I can still have a loving regard for the soul of this individual. I don't like their actions. I don't like their behaviors that they've done. But I am not going to get into this recalcitrance of being now angry at the person because of what they did. And so that bumps us out like a bumper car. Like a bumper car. It bumps us out of the lane of mastering ourselves, mastering our reactions, and mastering the fact that one key goal that we're learning is to love. That's what Jesus came to teach us about. That's what many masters throughout the world, history, and saints have come to teach us about, is how to love in the midst of pain, how to love in the midst of disappointment, how to love in the midst of whatever is going on with us. And loving comes in many different flavors, through gratitude, through appreciation, through the ability to see the immensity of God's grace in our lives, in the lives of our loved ones and the people that are around us. What we're really trying to do in understanding the different petals of love and appreciating that, through having still time, through having reflected time, through readings that will give you an upliftment and a joyfulness, which is a quality of love. Joyfulness is a big quality of love. And some believe that joy is the motor of life. It gets us around, so to speak. But we need to be able to remember when to switch up to love and when we're switching down to negativity. Negative emotions, negative thoughts, and quickly turn the switch up and light the room and ask for guidance and direction when we need to. So the next that I want you to be aware of is what I call the I in humility. And that is ignorance of the ego. And that ignorance of the ego is, we got to know when our ego's out there being pretentious, comparing, and always wanting us to be the first in everything we're doing, this competitive nature. I'm not saying there's not some degree of competitiveness that you want to have, but not from the ego persona. Because the ego persona has a lot of ignorance. It doesn't have the qualities of the Christ mind. It does not have the qualities of knowing another way of doing something or acting in a different way, because it's disconnected from the God source, the creator, the I Am presence, the Atman. It's disconnected from that. So it's kind of on the periphery living. And when I talk about periphery living, we're living in a world of effects. The ego persona is not tied into necessarily the world of cause, first cause, which is God, and how to be able to keep tied to first cause. And one of those qualities is humility, because you understand your divinity and something you're tied into greater than yourself. Move away from pretentious and being boastful or having to be right all the time, and move into knowing that, God, you direct my path, you direct my thoughts, you direct the direction that I need to move in this particular situation that I'm finding myself in. Not the T. What I call, and I've been talking about it a little bit, is thankfulness when I talked about love. But it's a thankfulness and gratitude for all that God is giving to you, opening doors for you, known or unknown doors sometimes. And sometimes our prayer has to be, you know, thank you, God, for opening things and doors and situations known or unknown to me that's been brought to me with greater goodness for me to be able to utilize, to serve or to help others, or to be able to do a job that much better. And when we think about thankfulness, it lifts the heart. Just as gratitude, and like I said before, joy, it lifts the heart. And when our heart is lifted up, it's lighter. And that lightness is the light of the Christ. It's the light of our God. It's the light of our Creator, giving us a greater sense. It also changes the vibration. It's a higher vibration that we want to exist at, a higher frequency of energy that we want to exist at. So then we can give gratitude and all glory to the accomplishments that we do have in our lives, and achievements that we have, and even the feedback that comes our way. That maybe that feedback was like, ouch, that was kind of harsh. Why did you say it that way? But you take a step back from that and just say, what is the kernel of truth in the situation? Let me take that. Let me kind of push away the rest. And if there's something I need to say to correct a situation, I shall do so. Because there's humility. There's a willingness to look for, again, circling back to the truth about the situation. And not get into the mind of grumpiness or negativity. But instead, you're just being thankful for what's coming your way. And again, it doesn't mean that you're not correcting some things that come your way. It might not be right to come your way at all. And it may have to go to someone else and not you. So we have to be discerning, certainly. Because ultimately, what we're doing and trying to be attuned to the fact of is the why. And the why of humility is yearning of the soul for the highest connection. The yearning of your soul, this yearning that we have, like we may eat something and we say, no, that's not it. We may have a dessert and we say, no, that's not it. We may have some chips. We may say, no, that's not it either. That's just something that I'm looking for. It's just not feeling me. There is the yearning of the soul, the substance of your life, that's always wanting you for you to pay attention to your soul and what the soul is needing in this moment. And we don't do enough of something I mentioned here, as well as in past episodes, that we don't do enough of checking in with our soul. Trying to get a sense of what our soul is. And our soul can come through our intuition. And our soul can come through that promptings, which is a quality of intuition, that wants us to be aware of it. It comes through the time that we take for still time, reflective time, meditative time. And this time doesn't have to be an hour or 4 hours of meditation. It may just taking a few minutes periodically throughout your day and checking in with yourself. How are we doing today? What is it that, why is I'm feeling this way today? You're asking your soul. Soul, once it seems it has the awareness that you're interested it starts revealing itself more and more. But like anything else, if it thinks you're not interested or you haven't really paid any attention to it, then it's like, well, you know, becomes dormant, becomes quiet. And we sometimes feel as if that quietness means I got to fill it with something else. But no. Really, actually, your soul will periodically give you this yearning sensation, this yearning and wanting something more, this yearning to be fed with the substance of God, the Creator, the substance that you may read through spiritual books or Bible or through communion in a church, and wants you to feel it so that it can sing the song of the glory to God and the Most High. Think about humility and divinity as I've been talking about it. You may have different words you want to use to that. It's perfectly great. But those are some of my thoughts, because I think humility is really this balanced perspective. And you're looking at having a balanced perspective about living your life through the lens of your Creator, through Jesus, what Jesus would do in this situation, what my soul would do in the situations that are coming around me or confronting me, I'm having each and every day of my life, which is always moving you towards a greater alignment with your soul and your soul's progress to the Christ, to the Creator, to allow you to know there are certain virtues, there are certain attributes, there are certain laws that do exist in the universe, and there are certain ways of being that you want to emulate more. And one of those keys that we're talking about today is humility in divinity, or divine humility. Something to think about. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures, Being Your Best Self Through Soul Evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.